afternoon, Marvin. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Very well. Obviously, you're doing well with the start you're off to. I guess, first of all, what do you see from the 2-2 Patriots that makes you think that they are still a very dangerous opponent, especially coming here?
Well, they're, you know, I mean, hell, they're very good, well put together football team. They've got, they've got an explosive defense with great people up front. They've got guys in the back end that cover and do a great job playing on the football. They're very, very sound, we know, in special teams and do a great job there. And, you know, and then offensively, they got, you know, one of the best quarterbacks of all times. And he's got, you know, guys, receiving core that obviously, you know, he's got a little bit of change there, but he's got Gronkowski back now. And, you know, the other guys are going to get the ball throughout the time. And, you know, you got to, you know, with Edelman and so forth, you got to, he does a great job of his routes and their experience together and so forth.
There's been a lot of talk up here, Marvin, about weapons or lack thereof from Tom. What do you see in terms of their most dangerous weapons, and how are they using them in their first four games?
Well, they've had a lot of experience with their weapons, and, you know, they went in the year knowing the guys they had, and just like a year ago, when the young receivers kind of emerged, and they go out and bring in LaFleur from the receiver from Carolina and bring him in and, you know, get him and, you know, introduced to the offense and, you know, made a couple big plays in the last game. And, you know, it's part of it. Gronkowski comes back and he's played more and more each and every week. So, and then they're, you know, their backs are great receivers of the ball. They're good run downhill runners. And, you know, this is, you know, this is a, you know, well put together offensive team.
What do you see from Darrell Revis and how they're using him? Because Darrell told us last week that Bill is using him a lot differently in terms of trying to prevent the deep ball, and they're doing a very good job of preventing the deep ball. But what do you see from Revis and their defense?
Well, I mean, Darrell's, you know, skills are his ability to get up and press on people and run with them and really contest the catches. He's a very strong guy at the top of routes, and you see that.
The way your team has handled success, how important of a game is this week coming to New England, national TV, obviously? What are you looking for in terms of the way your team is handling its fast start?
Well, again, we've won three games. That's what we've done. So that's not our expectations are far greater than that. So we've got to continue on the same pace we've been doing, is just take each game as it comes and prepare well and do a great job in preparation each and every week, and then go play our best football when Sundays roll around.
In terms of your defensive and offensive coordinators, Bill said that one reason you guys have been able to do what you've done this year is because you guys have taken your system, Marvin's system, and, you know, Paul and Hugh have pretty much picked up from where Zim and Jay left off. Would you say that that's pretty much the case, that that's why you guys have been able to have a pretty smooth transition?
Well, that's the plan that you know, we hope for. And I was, the timing of Jay getting the job and then Mike getting the job blended to that, and we're able to put you and Paul in place very quickly. And they coached a long time with me. We coached together in Washington, so they know me. They both came here with me. We came over from Washington in 04 here. So they've been here a while. They know what my expectations are. And, you know, I feel obviously very, very confident in both coaches, and was very fortunate to already have them kind of in those roles, ready to step in.
In terms of the approach, Bill was talking this morning about how the approach with your team has pretty much been the same, whether it's been Jay or whether it's Hugh. It's run first, establish the run, take some of the pressure off. Andy, has that been the way it's turned out in the first three games?
Well, it's really the, you know, we wanted to make, you know, we've made that transition, you know, years and years ago, that I thought that was the most effective effective thing in all offensive football, particularly in the division we play, because as we get later in the year, the weather and the changing and so forth, and the things that we need to do, and yes, that's been that's our mindset, and that's important. You know, we have an outstanding, you know, group of receivers that know that they get more chances, more opportunity by going in there and doing their part in the running game as well. And it's really important that we continue to do that.
Andy Dalton's always a name that comes up when you talk about your team and leadership. In terms of him being able to rely more this year on the defense and the running game, have you seen a growth in that regard in terms of leadership from Andy?
Well, I think, again, I think Andy's leadership has come, you know, Andy has grown from being the starting quarterback to being the leader of the offense to now the leader, virtually the leader of the football team. And, you know, the guys have welcomed to pass the baton to him, some of the older guys that are linemen and so forth. And he's done a great job of that and has accepted that responsibility. And but he knows every down. He carries the football team in his hands with taking care of the football, and that's the most important part of his responsibility as well.
How has Geno come back from his knee injury? Where would you say he is? Would you say he's 100% back, or he's still working in terms of his comfortability factor? We're working his way back.
Well, I think history has proven that players coming back off ACL injury, they need time on task, and he continues to get that. And I think every snap that he gets brings him a step closer to being where he was in that. But you know, Geno's not going to get a lot of one-on-one opportunities, and we understand that. And he understands that, which is the best part of it. And sooner or later, if we can continue to do good things with our other rushers, maybe he'll get some of those again, and then he'll do the things he needs to do for us.
Is that a good sign that he's not getting one-on-one because it is freeing up other people like Wallace and Domico and others and Carlos Dunlap along your line?
Oh yeah, I think the other guys, you know, they've got to play and do their thing, and you know, that's part of being a pass rush unit, has to play well together and fit well together.